This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, and welcome. This is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk and news. And this week definitely has is a hefty dose. What do you think?
I feel like this is we say that every week.
Looking through all the stuff we're going to talk about, I'm talking about, we have a lot of Gen 3 stuff, like Gen 3 guy groups. Talking about actually Monsta X, Icon, of course BTS, actually Shiny's Gen 2, right?
Yeah.
And then even though it doesn't feel like it for some reason to me, and then we have a little bit of 17 going on. We have some Gen 4 girl groups, of course, going on. Some NewJeans, LeSserafim. We'll talk about Cupid, ITZY also. Cupid's 50-50. I was like, Cupid?
Wait, yeah.
Wait a second.
Of course. Stray Kids.
And I think we should also tell everyone where they could check us out. What do you think?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And wherever you're tuning in, give us a like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. We always appreciate it. We are available on all platforms. And we are currently, this will probably be the last podcast that we will be announcing our giveaway. Because the next podcast, we should have a winner by then. We are doing a Twice Japan CD giveaway.
Yes.
As some of you or most of you may know, we did just return from Japan and we grabbed a couple extra Twice albums. One of them is a DVD/CD album, and you'll be getting that fanfare. And along with that, you'll get a
candy pop.
Candy case. Okay, well,
candy case.
You interrupted me. I was my train of thought destroyed.
Jewel case candy pop.
Yes. Thank you very much. And all you have to do is what, Haley?
Send us a message on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. Tell us who your Twice bias is, your Twice record, and also your favorite song.
Perfect. So just those three, and then again, at Permission to Stand Podcast, and just give us a DM on Instagram. We actually have a fair amount of onces.
Yes.
In this giveaway. So
have entered already.
Yes. So there's a good amount, and we will be shipping it out to wherever you are, so do not feel like we will just ignore you if you're not from the U.S. I promise you. But if someone from the U.S. wins, I swear that we did not rig it.
I feel like a lot of our listeners are from
U.S. Actually, yeah, majority are. So with that said, I think we should get started because I'm scrolling through. We have,
it always just looks like a lot.
But it ends up being a lot.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It looks and it is. So I think with this, we should get started with, let's talk about some stuff that's going to happen. It's going on in terms of, tours and all that jazz. Head in the Clouds, New York, just finished.
Yes.
And, so whoever went, hope it was a good time because it looked awesome as always. And also, it seems like since ITZY was there, they've been going around. They also went and performed on the Good Day New York show.
Ooh.
But they also announced that they have a comeback coming up soon. So that's something. I don't think there's any more details.
When was their last comeback? I feel like they just had a comeback.
It feels like that for every group. Almost.
I feel like it feels like that for every JYP group.
Oh, yeah.
To be
there
honest.
There you go. Let's be specific. Mm-hmm. JYP group for sure. It's like nonstop.
Yeah.
So Twice, Stray Kids. For reals, Twice, it feels like they've been having nonstop. Like Ready to Be, Between 1 and 2, Didn't they just all come out in the past couple months?
Yeah, because they just had a tour last year, and then now, the same time, they're already having a tour.
We'll be seeing them
tour.
Again. I'll be seeing them again in a month, or less than a month already. Jeez. And let's see. And also, not only is Head in the Clouds New York finished, but the lineup for Head in the Clouds
LA has been announced. I think that the tickets go on sale tomorrow, actually. I was, like, looking.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So, this podcast episode, if you're tuning in before, what is it? Is it usually 3 p.m.? I wouldn't want to say it. That's the usual time. But, yeah. Okay. 10 a.m.
Oh, okay.
So, if you're a morning listener, 10 a.m., unless you're on the East Coast and you're lucky enough to get this, 10 a.m. Pacific time is when they will drop. Register and everything at la.hitcfestival.com. The lineup. Yeah. Should we get started with this?
Yeah. Of course, Jackson Wang.
So you already know. You already know.
Yep.
Get those shot glasses ready. And hopefully he pulls another guy to the stage.
You already know it's going to be a good time when Jackson Wang.
Get your rings ready for the proposals. If you're a dude, it doesn't matter. Also, of course, I feel like Nikki's always there too.
Nikki and then Rich Brian.
And you know what was kind of surprising? XG.
Actually, I kind of thought they were going to go.
Oh, you did?
Like, I had a feeling.
That's good, though.
XG was going to go, and I have a feeling they're going to go KCON as well.
I hope so. That makes sense since it's all around the same time. But XG, so finally, you know what's funny to me? Special guest, Zed.
Why, though?
It's funny because it says special guest. They could have just said Zed.
Yeah.
The thing is, I do like Zed.
Yeah, Zed has good music.
I used to, when he did some residency, this is back in my day.
Yeah.
I know, back during my college days and maybe post-college too, when I was working as a nurse already, in the hospital. We did go to Vegas a lot, and I saw Zed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Saw a lot of these DJs.
Yes.
In person. And half the time I was sober.
Mm.
Let's not get more into that. Let's see what else. Oh, you know what? There's a bunch of artists. You could check out, Head in the Clouds at HITC Festival on their Instagram. There was an artist that Haley and I were talking about that was of interest.
Yes. We actually mentioned her on our last podcast. Was the one that Bang Chan listened to.
Yes.
Yo Asobi. They are a Japanese duo, and they came out in 2019. I love their music.
Okay, so you know what? I should have mentioned this, but we're actually incorporating anime, finally. Even though I didn't even say it in the beginning. Because Yasobi is a very popular, right now. They're super relevant and super big right now in the J, would you say J-rock world?
J-pop rock, I guess.
Anime world.
Yeah.
Because they do a few openings, anime openings, that some of you who are our fellow weebs and anime watchers might listen to and watch.
Yeah, so the newest one was the one we talked about last week, was for
Oshinoko.
Oshinoko. The song is called Idol. It's about an idol.
But there are actually, you probably heard some of these other ones.
Yeah. You
want to tell the people?
She also did the opening for Gundam Witch from Mercury.
Hell yes.
And then also the opening for Beastars.
That's all Haley.
That's all me. But then you know what? I've listened to a lot of their songs.
They're good.
In 2020, because I feel like during that time, they were circulating around the Animal Crossing community.
I see. Oh, yeah. That's right. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, we would listen to a lot of a lot of my friends that I made in that community listened to them. And then so I listened to their songs out of curiosity, and I'm like, damn, they're really good. If I was to go to Head in the Clouds, it would honestly be mainly for them. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be for them for sure, with a mix of Jackson Wang.
Yes, of course. And then XG, too.
XG,
I like
of
them.
Course, yeah. Which is, that's still pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's that funny thing that we always talk about with XG.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say about them again?
They're all Japanese. They sing in English, but they promote in Korea as K-pop.
Yes.
Yes.
Very confusing. Thank goodness they are here.
Yeah.
And now they're coming to America. So you could add that. Well, I guess you have the English.
I wish Yo Sobi would just have an actual concert.
I know.
Like their own concert.
Of course.
Yeah. That would be cool. Maybe one day.
They should have actually just come for Anime Expo because yeah. there's a lot of groups for Anime Expo performing on July 2nd or 3rd, mm-hmm. the Sunday of Anime Expo. So also, we'll be at Anime Expo in case any of you are going.
Yes, we will.
We go every year.
I'm so excited because we're going to be cosplaying again.
You say it like we've never cosplayed. We cosplay every year at Anime Expo.
But I'm very excited about this cosplay because I really like this character. A lot.
Are you just going to say that? Like, do you not want to say
who
it is?
She's from One Piece. Her name is Uta, and she's an idol.
So.
And she's super cute. She has half hair as well. Like, half two-tone hair.
And then I guess I will be going, instead of Garp this year, mm-hmm. from One Piece also, I'll be going as Shanks.
Yes.
So I'll be your quote-unquote dad.
Daddy. Yeah.
So what are you going to say? Check out what?
Oh, the One Piece Red film. That's where our characters are from. Well, Uta,
Film
anyway.
Red. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
It's like a musical, mm-hmm. in a way-ish.
Yes,
it was pretty good, mm-hmm. for One Piece. I know a lot of people were complaining about it, but
I loved
y'all
it.
Can go to hell. So,
because
it was amazing.
Yeah.
And let's see. I think we should get started with more of the K-pop stuff. Mm-hmm. Actually, we do have one more tour announcement. aespa.
Mm-hmm.
Because out of nowhere, they dropped info saying that they're going to have their Sync Hyperline tour here in the U.S.
Yes.
Out of nowhere. Like,
oh, we were then, just talking about that too. We were like, maybe aespa will tour soon because they dropped a new album.
And they toured and they did the Sync one in Korea.
Right.
And literally after we talked about that and thought about it, put it in the universe. The universe heard it and they dropped this. So yes, they're going to have a 2023 world tour. Well, actually, it's a world tour. Not
a
US
it is
tour.
A world tour.
I forgot.
They're going everywhere.
Should I pull up where they're going? Or will you pull that up while I talk about other stuff?
I will look for it.
Okay, so yeah, so they're going to be doing that. We actually tried to get tickets today because they did drop even before we could talk about it. And we had no luck because Ticketmaster is a piece of shit. And you could probably... We talked a lot about Ticketmaster in a couple of other episodes before about the problems with it. I think especially on one of the Japan episodes. So with Ticketmaster, they did drop a ton of
official
platinum. So they took a lot of, basically took a lot of the seats themselves and are reselling it at resale prices.
You know what's so bullshit?
And it doesn't come with VIP. Like literally the first few rows of the extended stage,
mm-hmm.
they're
official platinum.
And also the hundreds. Like a lot of the good seats are official platinum, and it sucks. If you go on Ticketmaster right now, there's a lot of seats.
Mm-hmm.
But
they're official platinum.
They're official platinum, okay.
It's dumb because, like, why are you going to take all the seats that are supposed to be sound check and make them official platinum?
Because Ticketmaster.
But that's dumb because,
greedy.
Like, they don't even... Because the people that buy those, they're not even going to get the sound check benefits, which is the whole fucking point of buying those tickets that are close
to
the stage.
That's, like, the shittiest part of it all. You're right. Like, let's put away the pricing for now, which is really BS. But you're taking away the opportunity of getting all those cool VIP stuff.
Right.
Because it does come with cool stuff.
Sound check, hello,
yeah. But I'm talking about, I do like the lanyards, too. Like, you know, you get all these really cool, like, giveaways and bags with stuff.
Mm-hmm. Swag bags.
Swag bags, basically. Yes. And they took a lot. There's a lot of floor seats that were official platinum this time. And
I hate it. It's so dumb.
This monopoly is horrible. Please, if you're rich and you're listening to this podcast and you have money to spare, do something, like, just start your own company. Like, we gotta destroy Ticketmaster. Can't let them monopolize everything.
It's like, honestly, if
make your own company,
the prices for official platinum is like, I would pay it, but if I'm gonna get the sound check and like benefits for VIP, like, I don't understand that.
Like, go for it.
Raise your prices. I'm still going to pay it, give me the fucking
benefits. If it comes
with
the benefits, I'll be very more inclined.
For the seats that I'm paying for. Like, I'm front row. Why don't I have VIP sound check?
That's actually a really good point. I don't understand why they can't just do that. Like, they're already raising prices. Just include the damn VIP sound check.
I hate them.
So, those came out. Oh, yeah. You got the dates. And
Actually, their first one is LA.
Yes, that's true. It's at the Crypto.
August 13th,
August 13th, Sunday, at Crypto Arena, home of the Lakers and the Clippers.
The Staples Center, right before.
As we know it.
Yeah. And then Texas, Florida, Atlanta, Washington, Chicago, Boston, Brooklyn, Mexico City.
I like how you just, hold on,
let's back up. Yeah, I don't know where I'm going.
No, because you're like Texas, Florida, then you're saying, then you go to cities.
Georgia.
Then you do, just tell the cities, because like, if you say Texas, there's a lot of big cities
Dallas,
in Texas.
Dallas, Texas.
Okay, just read, yes.
I
Haley,
was.
Read it.
I started it. Brooklyn, okay, Mexico City.
Wait, no, go back.
You read it then.
You just have to read from there.
Oh my God, you made it small.
That's what she said.
Start
from the beginning.
LA, Dallas, yes. Miami, Atlanta, Washington, Chicago.
Washington, D.C.
Sorry. Washington, D.C.
Did you just say that? It's
Stop
a state.
It. I'm not from America.
I
okay?
know. That's why I'm correcting you.
That's why you should read it.
You know how to read.
Chicago, Boston, Brooklyn, Mexico City,
Sao Paulo, Brazil, Santiago, Chile. Berlin, Germany, London, UK, and they are ending in Paris, France.
In September.
Ironically, that's where the Cannes is going on right now, and we have stuff to talk about with that, too,
mm-hmm.
when we talk about BTS. And, BTS? Yeah.
Oh, right. Stray Kids. All I was thinking about was Stray Kids. Sorry.
Yeah, hello. It's not just a Stray Kids world, Haley.
They're my world.
Oh, speaking about My World, aespa's My World. My World, which is the name of their album that just came out, actually did really well. One of the fastest girl groups to hit 2 million sales for an album was My World. So, looks like they're doing well, but at the same time, it's like, I still hate you, Ticketmaster. It doesn't, let's see. Oh, yeah, they took a fourth win for Spicy on Inkigayo. Oh, and then the reason why I brought that up is because more aespa, Le Sserafim crumbs, mm-hmm. my favorite. Seeing all that because it was interesting because they like seemed like they were pretty close and they're like, you know, this, I think they're like maybe becoming BFFs.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Winter did mention when she was interviewed that she was roommates with Chaehyun from Kepler and Yunjin
mm-hmm.
from Le Sserafim when they were SM trainees. So I did not know that. That's
right.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it makes sense that they're slowly getting close. Not to mention Yunche herself is an MC. So, like, she's getting close with every artist. And then Yunjin is, yeah, I mean, even though Yunjin was roommates with her, Yunjin seems like she's like a social butterfly.
Right.
When you see her at award shows, she's like talking and singing and doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminds me of like of Yoon in a way from Stacey.
Yeah, that's true.
And also, last but not least, big news for all the Mais out there. You probably already know. aespa members. Finally, not even finally, surprisingly. The word is surprisingly, not finally.
Right.
Surprisingly.
It's kind of new still for them.
They opened up their own personal Instagram accounts. So they're on IG individually.
That's like early for like
a fourth gen. It was weird. Like we couldn't think of any real reasons mm-hmm. why they did that. I think I was messaging back and forth with one of our listeners, Juan, I think. And then we were trying to figure out why. They did this. The only mm-hmm. thing we could think of is with all the promotions and everything going on, like, you know, there's nonstop promotions from so many other groups too.
Yeah.
It's possible that, I talked with him
mm-hmm.
and also talked with our friend Kevin, K-pop Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we were probably thinking that's like all the promotions, especially girl groups right now, like Gen 4 girl group promotions, like we're getting flooded. So like they just made a comeback, you're right, with Spicy. While they're kind of super relevant right now because, you know, they've been taking home wins, not to mention they're getting close like with like Le Sserafim and
doing
like
all those TikTok.
They're
dances.
Doing a lot of stuff. Yeah, they're getting super involved. Like, you're right, all the dance challenges.
Mm-hmm.
While they're like on this good streak, maybe they just wanted to stay kind of like relevant. You know how like Blackpink was like nonstop before?
Yeah.
And then when they got their own IG accounts and then like after that, like each member started blowing up on their own kind
right.
of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think maybe that's what they're going for. Plus, they're like, you know, a four-member group.
Right.
So, and plus, they kicked it off right before the tour.
Mm-hmm.
And right before they went to the Cannes Film Fest.
Right.
So, I think with that, because, you know, they're everywhere right now on my Instagram. Like,
uh-huh.
they're like, you know, a lot of pictures and like on the red carpet and stuff. So, if like people are curious, like, oh, who's aespa? Like, we know,
right.
everyone knows Jennie, obviously, and Rosé and Lisa
yeah.
who are there. You know, they're iconic on their own. You know them by their name, not even like just from Blackpink.
Mm-hmm.
aespa, you don't like, you know, a lot of people, this is the first time seeing aespa.
Yeah.
They don't know like the individual names or anything like that. So this could be the time for people to creep and find out more about them. So that's how they'll gain followers.
Right.
And kind of like start establishing themselves early, right? Because a lot of the other Gen 4 girl groups,
they don't have.
None of them actually have their own individual.
Not stuff. Even Stray Kids has their own individual.
So that's, I think this is a kind of a smart move for SM. Because, you know, you have more global fans curious. And like, not even global fans, but like global, I don't know, audiences.
Right, just anyone.
Curious, and they'll find them and follow them. Easy as that. So that was a good move. Good move on SM. Like while like they're on a good momentum right now with promotions and wins and everything else going on. So let's see. Le Sserafim, we just talked about them really quick because they also just released their music video, which I like when they have their dance videos. You remember like Impurities?
Yeah.
Which I really like for multiple reasons. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons is simp reasons, right? Eve Psyche and the Bluebird's Wife.
Such a weird name.
I like how weird that is.
Like, what is it about exactly?
It's
like,
about why is it being titled that? I'm a mess.
What does that have to do with all that?
I got their we got their light sticks. It's still at our friend Kevin's house because he ordered it for us.
The hair straightener.
I can't wait to get another hair straightener for Haley. Also, since we're on like high girl groups, New Jeans, they had like a some interview that has been going around too about like being leaders in the industry.
Yeah.
I didn't really watch the full thing yet, but I mean, there's a lot of good things coming from that. But also, reportedly, they are going to drop a pre-release song on July 7th. Mark your calendars. Right after Anime Expo, that Friday, we're going to have something awesome. Because New Jeans will be releasing a song. And they were also spotted in Portugal filming the music video, possibly for that song. So, brace yourselves is all I got to say.
Wow, they're in Portugal?
And, I mean, they did film in Spain, I think, for attention, right? I think it's... Oh, shit. I think it's in Spain. Also, Idol. G-Idol. There's just so much stuff going on. They achieved their fourth highest first week sales of any girl group, and also it was amazing for them because I feel like their album was their first album to hit 1 million sales.
Yay.
So yay, they finally did it. They broke it. And let's see, 50/50, still relevant.
Yeah.
Still killing it.
Song is so good.
You gotta, that song, Cupid,
it's everywhere.
It's a viral phenomenon. It's almost like Hype Boy status already.
It is.
So if anything, it is, and maybe broke Hype Boy, to be honest.
Like,
as much as I love New Jeans, I don't want to say that.
But I think it's because like a lot of people are using it on TikTok, and they don't even know that it's K-pop. They're just using it because it sounds good.
It doesn't sound like K-pop, to be honest. It sounds like regular, like it could be American pop or something, until you hear like some of the Korean. And you probably don't even... People don't even listen to that part.
Right. It's
they're
only the English part
English
on
parts.
TikTok.
So, yeah, they're doing crazy good. You want to know how good they're doing, Haley?
Sure.
They are doing so good that they broke Blackpink's record for the most monthly listeners of K-pop girl groups.
That's nuts.
So, the previous record belonged to Blackpink. And to give you some numbers, this is pretty crazy. So, to give you numbers, they peaked at 34 million. I think it was Black, you know, during the comeback. So maybe like sometime last year, September. So, with that said, 50/50. Okay. So I guess it's 34 million also, but Blackpink was 34,123,000. 50/50's Cupid. I'm pretty sure it's mostly because of Cupid. It can't be the other songs.
It's Cupid.
Like majority
honestly,
will because
Cupid.
Of this, which is even crazier to think.
Yeah.
To be honest. They climbed up to 34,800,000.
Yeah.
That's 700,000 dollars. 700,000 listeners more.
Yeah.
So that's pretty wild. So they're now on the list of the 86. They're number 86 on the most listened to artists.
Damn.
From any country in Spotify. Do you really see who the top six are in the world are or no?
Yeah, I did.
Of course.
I read it.
Of course, though. No, but like if you're just curious to know, number six is the Biebs.
Bieber. Justin
Bieber.
People might not know who
Justin
Biebs.
The Biebs. Duh, you don't know the Biebs?
They'll look it up. Who's the Biebs?
Who's Justice Bieber? Number five is Ed Sheeran. So all those Ed heads out there. The Weeknd, number four. Of course, Taylor Swift, number three. Bad Bunny, number two. I was like, holy shit.
Honestly, he got really popular over TikTok as well.
Yeah, that's why. Mm-hmm. It blows my mind. But Drizzy, our boy Drake, number one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty wild. Since we're on rappers, we could talk about... it's weird because Juhani from Monsta X is one of the rappers, yet he can sing pretty damn well.
He sings really well, honestly. So, his vocals are so good.
Juhani 100. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. Juhani just released his first solo debut mini album.
Yes.
Called Lights. It just came out on May 22nd. Mm-hmm. Juhani came out with a music video for that, Freedom.
Yes. I really like the song, actually.
Yeah. I was surprised Haley really liked it as much as she did.
Me too.
But it reminds me of Juhani.
Because of the rap part?
Like, maybe. I don't know.
But because Monsta X always has rap parts.
But the way... It's fairly Monsta X-ish. Yeah, the way that it goes and sounds. But it's pretty good for the most part. So he's been doing dance challenges too, which is really nice to see. And
He's a social butterfly too.
He is too, yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. Remember him and his BFF who's in the army right now and the military, Jin.
Oh, that's true.
Jin.
Oh, BFFs. My God.
So another Gen 3 group, like we said, we brought up Icon.
Mm-hmm.
Released it's a little bit early, like maybe it was a couple weeks ago, but still, Icon released their third full album.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real full album, like it was stacked.
Yeah.
I really liked the first song, You. That was really good, too. Mm-hmm. Like, all Icon songs are always really good, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there was also their first album after leaving YG.
Yep.
And joining, what is it, 143?
Case 143
just Entertainment.
Just 143.
They have been doing pretty well. You have to understand, it's a little different, like, in perspective to all the other crazy artists we've been listening to.
Right.
Like, they hit, like, around 100,000 copies, mm-hmm. which is good for them, though.
Yes.
Especially because, like, there's just so much other K-pop groups flooding the market. Plus,
all the newer ones are the ones that, you know, are very, very popular right now. And then the second gen and third gen that are, like, making comebacks right now, they're just, like, squeezing in there, like making a name for themselves now.
Second gen, you say?
Yes.
We will transition into that very soon. But yeah, for the most part, you know what also helped? When they were on Kingdom.
Yeah, of course. People got to see who they were.
Icon and B2B.
Oh my God, B2B. They also had a comeback too recently.
Let's not forget those. Both of them were on Kingdom and they did amazingly well.
They're so fucking funny.
With ATEEZ and with Stray Kids there. Yep. Of course, the boys were also there. Am I missing someone? SF9, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... If you still haven't watched Kingdom, watch the second season. That's the one we're talking about and referencing.
The Road to Kingdom.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Great show to check out if you want to. If you want, you could watch some of the stuff. Like, I was going to say, you could just watch the performances because the performances are out of this world.
Yeah,
super high budget, crazy, cool performances.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you should watch some of the in-between stuff because it's funny when they're interacting with each other and, like, cheering each other on.
Yeah. They're so, like, supportive of each other, even though it's a competition.
Yeah, I love that. It's just that's how guys are.
Bromancing
all the time. And with that said, check out Kingdom, The Road to Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see more of Icon and B2B if you want to kind of get to know them a little bit better.
Right, because they both made comebacks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. And they're, you know, like, because, like, Icon is Gen 3, even though it felt like they're Gen 2 for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why.
But
I felt like they were around. Maybe I'm just.
They were probably more popular just because of the YG. So like they stood out more, even more than BTS. Even though BTS came out earlier, it's just it was like an unknown company.
That's
so
true.
Unknown group and unknown company. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you want to check it out, plus you have Stray Kids and you have ATEEZ, you have the boys, you have SF9.
Mm-hmm.
So you will be entertained.
Yes.
And you'll be fed a lot. Let's see. We should get into the Gen 2 group we had talked about.
Yeah.
Because. Shiny's back.
Shiny's back.
So Shiny, 15-year anniversary. Is that what you put?
Yes. Oh my God, 15 years? That's crazy.
Well, what do you want to talk about? Because you're the one that... This is your. This
I
part
know.
Of your
I was so excited to see that they're... Well, actually, I mean, it's only going to be in Korea, but they're doing a
Of course.
Fan
it's
meet.
Always...
I know.
Every time I see these fan meets all in Korea, I get so sad. And I'm
like,
I hate
it
here.
Because, like, honestly, I want to see SHINee. Like, they need to freaking tour now. Like, all of them are done with military service. Taemin is back. And now they're going to...
Taemin's back.
Yes, he is. And then, so they're going to hold a fan meet in Korea for their 15th year anniversary. It's called Peace of SHINee.
Peace of SHINee. That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, and they're...
Can they change their fandom name? Please? Are they allowed to?
No, it's been 15 years. What the hell?
You could reset every 15 years.
No. what was I saying? Oh, okay. So they're going to have it on May 27th, 28th.
Ooh, that's soon. This weekend.
Yeah, at Jamsil Arena. It's like a smaller one. It's like, I think the capacity is like 3K maybe.
Oh, that's really intimate.
Intimate, yeah.
But the good part is you could live stream it.
Yes.
As always,
Where
can you find it?
On Beyond Live.
And I think they're live streaming
on the
May 28th. Mm-hmm. May 28th.
SHINee's back.
So SHINee's back. Mm-hmm. They did hint a June comeback.
Oh my
did
God.
You know about that?
No, and that's next month already.
Yeah, so they did hint a June comeback because they got a huge, gigantic billboard ad like on the side of a huge ass like
building?
Uh-huh. Somewhere, I forgot where, but it's in Korea.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, like, all the members, like, were posting on their IG stories, like, the picture of it.
I
like,
didn't
super
see
excited.
That. What the fuck?
Yeah, what the hell are you looking
at? I'm just looking at their Instagram.
No, I know what you're looking at. Stray Kids.
Oh, yes.
You're looking at Bang Chan's freaking t-shirt that's open.
T-shirt, you mean?
His vest.
His vest.
And his chest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And his breasts. We'll talk more about Bang Chan's breasts and chest, you know, at the end. You know how this goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is going to be SHINee's 8th full album.
Nice.
And their first comeback in 2
yeah.
years.
It's been a while because Taemin's been
Taemin's been not back. So
now he's back.
But he's back now. So yeah. That's going to be super exciting. SHINee. If I had gotten into K-pop earlier, if like Gen 2 like with Hailey, like with during Big Bang.
Yeah.
I think SHINee would have been my favorite group. I love their music.
And
they were
so
like
good.
So ahead of their time also. They're one of the groups that were ahead of their time for dance,
yes.
dancing.
And just like anything, like it's creative. Like even their music videos too.
That's true too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's, I'm excited for SHINee. So everyone should look forward to that. You should check out their older stuff too.
Their songs are so good. Please check them out.
Let's see. Now let's hop from Gen 2 to Gen 4 because... Not only is SHINee back, but ENHYPEN's back. ENHYPEN comeback, Dark Blood.
Yes, they released the new... I think it's a mini album. It only has 6 songs.
It has to be.
Yeah, 6 songs. And they're, as you know, their theme concept has always been vampires. So the music video is very vampire-ish.
Yes. Because werewolves is N-Team, right?
Yes, that's correct. Oh my God, how'd you know that?
Their Japanese alter ego. you don't think I listen, huh? I pay attention to all of this.
Yeah, okay. And then so their new song is called Bite Me. Wow, okay. It's really good.
Oh, boy.
No, honestly, their song is really, really good. I like it. Except for...
The pre-chorus.
I'm very like indifferent about the pre-chorus. I don't know. It just doesn't seem to fit with the song.
It's really
like,
weird.
Is it supposed to be... They're just like straight up talking, I feel. Like rap talking?
But even
the sound sounded
weird to me. But
yeah,
maybe
like,
it's for some of you.
And it's in
for
English.
Me it wasn't. Like,
they're like, come here and get some. Just come over and bite me. It literally just sounds like that.
So yeah, that's Bite Me.
But then the rest of their other songs are really good too. I really like their song, honestly. I'm not hating.
No, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you like ENHYPEN too.
Honestly, they all look really good too. I feel like
that's right.
Nicki looks like so grown up. Like, who is he?
I don't recognize him. We watched Into the Island,
yeah.
which is their, you know, their variety show, survival show.
Mm-hmm.
When they picked the members. He does not look the damn same. He's not the same person.
How old was he? Like 14?
15
or something 15, really young. Yeah, he was super young.
He's 15 no more.
He's not 15
I
anymore.
Knew he was going to be tall.
He's so tall. I think he's like 6'1".
He's the tallest for sure in the group, right?
He's fucking tall, yeah.
Yeah, but he's also main dancer.
Yes, he is.
But yeah, he looks like a different person. In a good way, he looks good. Like, he matured super well.
He looks really good. He looks like he could be, a lot of people say that him, Hyunjin and then Yeji could be all siblings because they all kind of like look alike.
They like have that more like cat,
yeah,
like the chinkier cat eyes kind of thing, right? The younger brother of Yeji and Hyun. All you need to do is give him the same last name as the both of them.
Yeah. So and then they also did a studio tune. I really like that one because you get to see.
Honestly, the dance. Like if you want a good dance, like video just of your group favorite group dancing. Most likely, Studio Choom has it.
Yeah.
So just look for it. It looks, yeah, like I would say like 80% of the groups that are relevant, Studio Choom has amazing ones. Like so many videos, even from back in the day too. A few older ones.
Yeah.
I think just because it looks so clean, the camera work is really good.
I think we mentioned it before. They just make you look really good.
They make.
I mean, they already
the artists
look good.
Look even like they look like. AI.
Yes.
So there you go. Real. That's all I got to say. Also, let's see. Let's move. Oh, another part of the HYBE family from Pledis. Yes, it's 17 time because Pledis just released a new poster announcing that 17 is having an upcoming Seoul concert through their, I guess, social media.
Yeah.
And the concert is called Follow. And it will be held July 21st and 22nd.
Damn, like, I feel like summertime is just going to be all these fucking concerts coming out.
Of course, it's going to, like I said, it's going to be in Korea. But the amazing part is, just like how most groups should be doing it, just like SHINee, this will also include online streaming. So you could watch watch some 17 and get ready. This is the appetizer for before they do their world tour.
Yeah, they're going to drop it.
They're going to do something soon.
They're like, going to.
It's going to be end of the year for sure.
They said that they were going to come back this year.
So,
or like,
look
global.
Honestly, I'm looking forward to their, because I love their music, first of all. Like, I really like their music.
Yeah.
Second, them live is amazing. It's like almost like Twice and Blackpink Chaos. It's like chaotic. It's in a great way. It's like BTS chaotic too.
And if anything, Stray Kids.
I was going to say, if anything, it's at the same level as Stray Kids. And Stray Kids is like the most chaotic and entertaining live group I've ever seen.
But then I think it's just like amplified through 17 because there's 13 members.
That's true. There's just,
there's so much going on.
Yeah. It's like if you're looking and paying attention with your camera on one like one area and a few members, there's something else. You're missing something.
That's is why it's hard. I mean, it's a good thing and a bad thing because like with them being so many members, at least they're covering like every corner, like every single like vicinity of the stage. But then it's like you don't know where to look.
This is really so much going on. Plus, like their encore performances, so much fun. They really get the crowd involved and everything. So it's really, really fun. So whenever they ever announce their tour, you should definitely check it out. And right now, they're just finishing up all their Japan promos.
Yeah.
Because, like, we saw them a lot all over Japan when we went, too. And I think they're finally finishing it up. I think, like, Osaka and then Tokyo is coming up.
Yeah. And then, honestly, like, their personalities are very fun, too. So, like, they're a good group.
Oh, yeah, they're chaotic. If you enjoyed, like, if you're a fan of BTS and you enjoyed, like, Run BTS, check out 17's version because it's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, they're funny. Also, they're game caterers.
I don't want to be biased, but, like, I think 17's is a lot funnier too. Like, there's just so much like chaos going on.
I don't know. BTS is kind of.
You're right.
Remember,
you're actually,
they're so fucking funny because of Jin.
Oh shit, Jin.
No,
I miss him.
BTS is really funny.
Actually, all of them.
I remember
always laughing. I take it back. Everything is funny. You watch Stray Kids and everything. Even like, you know, okay, for me, being a little biased for the girl groups. I mean, Blackpink was funny as hell, like when they used to do all their variety shows back in the day.
Yeah.
It's been a while, obviously, because they're so busy. And they're so, like, they don't need to, like, even do all these little shows anymore. The new ones that I really like out of the new groups, Le Sserafim.
Yeah.
They are chaotic, funny as hell. So I've been enjoying Into the Lennyverse, which is their Run BTS-ish.
I feel like you mentioned that every episode.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
All right, let's keep the streak alive. Keep it alive. So, yeah, that's what I've been enjoying. And lastly, another HYBE male group artist that we should talk about. The people that are right behind BTS, right?
Yeah.
TXT, HYBE's second boy group, will be here in LA performing this weekend.
Yes,
already.
And we're going to see them. We're
going to see them on Sunday. So I'm super excited. We're not going all out crazy. We're like not, we're finally not in on the floor.
No, we're not.
Or anything like that. But yeah, super excited.
I told myself I wasn't going to. I was like, Stray Kids only.
And you save some money.
Broke. Yeah.
Like, get, at least we got these retail. Mm-hmm. I think we brought before. Yeah. So it makes a big difference getting like retail, like further seats. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, Haley's wallet was able to take a breather.
Yep.
But I was super excited because, I mean, shoot, TXT's music is, mm-hmm. they're freaking good too. So excited for that. Our friend James will be holding his bayi, like picket.
Yeah, it's a picket.
So I'm sure Kai is going to see that, and all the members will love that because I think all the members love her too.
Yeah, that's true.
If you don't know, that's Kai's younger sister, and she is currently part of Kepler.
Yes.
And I think before we get started, because I think we will be getting into the big boys of the Hybe family that established the whole Hybe world.
Made it possible.
For all, you know, like helped with the funding for everything. I think we should remind everyone that this will be the last time that they could enter into, because we're going to do the giveaway, the Twice Japan CD, DVD, and Jewel Case CD giveaway. Mm-hmm. What do they have to do? Because by the next episode, it will be June 1st, I believe. And so the day before, or maybe even a couple days before, that's why you should probably message us now. Mm-hmm. And they can probably, hopefully, get these CDs. What do they have to do, Haley?
Send us a DM on our Permission to Stand podcast Instagram and tell us who your bias from Twice is, your wrecker, and then also your favorite Twice song.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The answer, the correct answer is Sana. And
there is no correct answer. Don't listen to him.
What else do we have? I think that's pretty much it. And now I think it's time.
BTS
and Stray Kids. Who? I guess we should start with BTS. Mm-hmm. Because we got blessed this morning with a live.
Yes. It's been a while, Jungkook.
Jungkookie, take it away.
Yes. So he decided to go on Weverse Live this morning. And it was only short. Thank God. Because I feel
usually those...
those are like 2 or 3 hours. Yeah. I'm not saying it like, thank God, because like, it's just like too much for me to catch up when there's... when his lives are super long.
No snoring though this time.
Yeah. So... and then he... it was funny because you know how on every Weverse Live he usually does like Jungkook karaoke.
Yes. And he does... my favorite part.
The thing is like when he goes on live, I think it's like... 2-3 a.m. in the morning over there or something.
What
like
is this man doing during the day, or what is he drinking or eating to stay up this late?
I don't know. But then so like he said that he got a complaint from his neighbors.
Oh shit, he did.
He did. That his karaoke was too loud. So he can't sing too loudly with the mic anymore.
The end of an era.
No, I think he's still going to do it, but he said that he has to like really lower the volume because he got complaints. Thank God. Can you imagine? Like those people don't even know that is Jungkook.
Come on.
And they're complaining. But I mean, like Jungkook, if he's doing it at 3 in the morning.
Why do you live there? Get your own house somewhere, like a mansion.
Why do you have neighbors? Just go get your own house.
Or somewhere. Why don't you just buy the whole building? You can probably afford it.
Yeah. So, and then he also, did I write other stuff? Did I not write it?
What did you want
to write? Oh, no, nothing. I'm going crazy. So, like, he also said on this live that he went to the company gym, Hybe, obviously, and then he saw Jun from 17 at the gym there.
Your bias.
My bias, yes. And then, he's been wanting to learn 17's dance challenge for Super.
Yeah.
So he asked Jun at the gym to teach him. So he did. And then I guess Mingyu, his BFF, like he's the 97 liner, like
that's
Jungkook.
Right. Mingyu.
He says Mingyu keeps texting him and telling him that he wants him to do the dance challenge.
Dude,
with
they
them.
Need to, because they will break the internet.
They need to.
They will break the internet. They will douse panties.
You
make
know,
all the panties soaked.
You know, like if it's Jun, Mingyu, and Jungkook. Oh my God, dream come true for me. That's like my bias wrecker, and then like wrecker from BTS.
Haley will like not survive. So
I'm manifesting and putting it into the universe that Jungkook will think about this and do it.
Why? Like, I really hope so. He needs to see how Jimin has been doing it.
I know. Jimin's been everywhere.
Thanks to Hobi. Hobi started, but then Jimin was doing all these dance challenges.
Yeah. And then Jungkook was like, yeah, maybe I should do it because it's been a while since I've danced or, like, done any of those challenges.
You freaking guy. You should definitely do it.
So he did, like, a little teaser on his live and danced it. But it was, very, like, in tiny.
You know damn well this guy is practicing, like, behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, of course. And then another funny thing that happened on his live. So I think we mentioned it before that people were blowing up this one.
Oh, yes.
Girl called Hirai Saya.
The wife of that one guy.
Shim Hyung Tuck's
wife.
There
you go. Yes.
People were saying that she looks like a young version of Jungkook.
And which she does.
If you freaking Google them, just Google Shim Hyung Tuck's wife. And then Jungkook, and then you'll see a side-by-side picture.
There's amazing images that will pop up.
Yeah, and then you'll see the picture, and they look so much alike. Like, it's crazy. But then Jungkook said that he's been seeing this going around on the internet, and he's like, oh yeah, we really do look alike. So, like, he agreed.
So he acknowledged the fact that he agrees that he knows. You know that this guy has an account, like a ghost account for Twitter, for TikTok.
He does, and
he's creeping on everything.
Because he said that, like, because he even mentioned on his live, because, you know, he disabled his official Jungkook Instagram.
Yes.
But he said, like, I haven't been on Instagram lately, but then, like, I've been looking around, and then also on TikTok, too. So, like, he's obviously got accounts.
He's creeping on TikTok and for sure Twitter.
Yeah.
So, he's seeing all our shit still.
Yeah, so he's aware. So I just thought that was cute. I always enjoy his lives because he's.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about Tae? Because V is also relevant.
Oh yeah, so he recently attended the 76th Cannes Film Festival in France.
In France, oh.
With Celine.
Dion.
No, Celine, the clothing.
Yes, because he is
brand.
Part of the Celine family. Yes.
Yes, he is the ambassador for that.
Well, you know what? We already knew he was in France. You know why?
Yeah, because he was with Jenny, huh?
Quote unquote, he was with Jenny.
Yeah.
Remember? It's not confirmed, Haley.
Whatever.
You know what's confirmed, though? That he really was. That was him. Because, okay, so we talked about those videos. If you looked and followed or checked it out yourself, you saw how, like, the guy that was quote-unquote Tae at first.
Yeah.
Like, you saw his outfit.
Yeah,
he had the flappy hair, like the flappy
white hat.
Like the hunter hat kind of thing.
And a red jacket, leather jacket.
The cherry on top, the nail in the coffin that proved that was him.
Mm-hmm.
There was an army who was in France obviously, found him and got his autograph.
Yes.
And it was recorded on video.
Yep.
When she got the autograph, he or she got the autograph, and he's wearing the exact same outfit.
Yeah, so all those people
that is him.
So the only people that were like, that's not Tae, that doesn't look
like
Tae.
You are delusional.
That's Tae.
It's him.
It might not be Jenny, but he was with some girl.
Jenny is not confirmed yet, but he's definitely holding a girl's hand.
Yes.
Unless Jungkook grew out his hair and he looks like the wife.
No.
The guy's wife, and that's Jungkook secretly going around Paris.
No. So, yeah, he was definitely with some girl in Paris.
Jenny
or not, it's a girl.
It's a girl, yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's definitely there. But because with that said, Jenny is also in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing her promotion with, that show with The Weeknd. I forgot what it's called. But you know what I'm talking about. There's that show that she's going to be on.
I don't know what it's called.
I don't remember what it's called, but you know what I'm talking about. And also, of course, Lisa's there because she's part of the Celine family.
Yes.
Which we saw awesome video. Not video. Actually, we did see videos, but mostly pictures with Lisa with her forehead.
Exposed forehead Lisa.
Exposed forehead Lisa. Yeah. We know the power of foreheads, especially when it comes to BTS.
Jin.
Look at Hobi, Jin. Like, all of them. Even Tae. Like, all of them. Tae.
Yeah.
Like,
Jimin. Oh, my God.
Forehead supremacy. Hashtag right there. Hashtag forehead supremacy. So Lisa was there. It was very interesting to see her without bangs. It was
she looks more mature. Yeah.
Rose was there too for her stuff, of course, too. I think Jisoo was like the only one not there.
Mm.
But yeah, so also there's a lot of other people there. Espa was there, obviously. Uh-huh. We kind of talked about how they were there and, you know, got their own IGs. And of course, part of the Celine family, as we remember from, this is part two of their adventures together.
Yes.
Tay's besto friendo, the team of three, the two guys, one girl, which is the typical shonen manga anime group makeup, right? This is the Naruto, Sasuke, and Sakura. Mm-hmm. Or for, if you don't want to say those three, you could bring up the Jujutsu Kaisen one. What's the Jujutsu Kaisen one?
Megumi, Itadori, and Nohabara.
Good job, yeah. Lily. Right on the spot. Okay. Yeah, so it was Lisa, Tay, and Tay's besto friendo, PBG.
Park Bogum.
So, yeah, they were all there. And I think that's pretty much it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also, I just want to make a comment. You know damn well when Lisa and Tay were hanging out.
Yeah.
She was definitely teasing him. Like behind the scenes, if it was Jenny. I still believe. She's probably like, you guys got caught.
Yeah. And then Tay is probably like, I wanted to get caught.
I know. I could actually hear him say that. So, yeah. Yeah.
With his Tata mic face.
Oh, yeah. Add the Tata mic face. Perfect. So, I think we can move on to your boys.
Yes.
Your main boys.
My main man.
Because, oh, my God. You have been actively posting tons of stories.
I know. I've been more active on our Instagram.
Which is good. I'm
on
happy.
On our Permission to Stan Instagram.
You'll know when Haley's posting because they're guys. And you'll know when I'm posting because it's mostly girls.
Yeah, exactly. And then mine is just like all simp posts. All Stray Kids. Yep. And I've just been going crazy because they released their last concept pictures for the new album.
Their teaser concept trailer pictures kind of thing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So like basically what the pictures are going to be inside the albums that we'll be getting soon in like a couple of weeks. Wait, when is June 2nd? Is that like...
That's when I will be in Oakland.
June 2nd?
Yeah, for twice.
I thought that was June 12th.
Never mind. I take that back.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
I'm off by one digit.
About?
You're right. June 12th is... June 2nd is next week, yeah.
Damn, that's next week already?
That's Friday, yeah.
Really? That means I'm going to get my album soon.
Oh, your signed albums. Who will you get?
Oh, Changbin, I hope.
Three Changbin.
No, stop that. I love Changbin, but not that much. I need variety. One Changbin, one Hyunjin, one Bangchan, and one Felix.
Well, the good part is you have a good network now because you have a ton of stays.
I do.
That are also not like, aside from like, you know, all obviously the close ones we know and are we actually know in person, right?
Yeah.
You do have a ton of stays. Also, in our network of our listeners.
Yeah, that's true.
So, some of you have been able to get a hold because you've been chatting with Haley or telling Haley that you got, you were able to order your albums, and some of you got the signature ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, trades, right?
Yeah.
That's the best part.
But, I mean, I would be happy with any of the eight members, but don't give me
just
a duplicate.
No doubles, right? Yeah.
Honestly,
I hate dupes.
I hate that shit. Like, come on.
And, it's really bad enough that they're really shitty with that, like JYP.
Mm-hmm.
Like, lately, they've been really bad with Stray Kids.
I know. It's like, if you're going to order from the same, like, shipment kind of thing, you're going to get duplicates.
I know. Why? It's so dumb. They're just lazy. Whoever's, like, packing
it. Yeah, they'll take it from the same palette.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
son
here's
of
three.
It's like, yeah, of course I want fucking eight Hyunjins. Like, come on now.
Is it? Was it eight Hyunjins that one girl that got that? Or was it like eight Bangchans?
No, it was 20.
Oh my God. Yeah, 20 fucking Bangchans. Not that there's any... Actually, no. There is something wrong with that.
No, yeah.
At least,
the same photo
at
card.
At least 19.
Oh
so, yeah, some variety.
It's like they were so happy to pull, and then the second time, and then she's like, wait. And then the...
then the third. Then the fourth.
By the 18th time, she's like, fuck. Why are they all the same PC? That's shitty, honestly.
That does suck. Jesus.
But anyway, so Felix and Hyunjin have been attending a lot of events lately.
Yes, and Hyunjin, I think you're going to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
He did pretty damn well with his English.
Oh my
Aren't
god,
you proud
I'm
of him?
So proud of him. But first, I'll talk about like Felix's one because his was first. He attended the Levi's 150th anniversary event.
Oh my god.
And NewJeans was there.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
You saw the sparkle in my eye when
yeah,
you said Levi's?
Exactly.
Dude, like NewJeans was there. They performed and everything. It was
awesome. So
that
means Felix saw all of that.
Oh, lucky ass Felix. I wonder if he talked to them.
I don't know. I didn't see any like
We don't see the...
No, we don't.
We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Because like literally the only time we saw that Winter and Honey talking was because someone was like secretly filming them.
Yeah.
From like the first floor.
Yeah, because we only ever see like the interviews and stuff.
Yeah, so I'm sure they probably said hi or talked or something. Plus, like, you know how Bang Chan was complaining about a certain group not saying hi? New Jeans, for sure, they're like super
Oh, they're so sweet.
Super sweet and cute. So like, for sure, like, if anything, they'd probably be nervous to talk to Felix.
Oh, yeah.
But it's funny because it would probably reverse because Felix gets nervous too.
Felix gets so nervous. But then the thing is, like, I think that he's attending more of these events because, like, his first one, he was very, very nervous.
Remember, oh, yeah, he was shaking. Doing the hurricane. He was talking, he was doing it from the middle of a hurricane. So, like,
he was so, what do you like, he's like, his hands were, like, shaking and stuff. But now I feel like he's getting better. I think this is, like, his third one now. And then, because speaking of Felix, he also, just today, he attended Louis Vuitton's. Louis Vuitton.
Are you like from the Southwest? Yeehaw, Louis Vuitton. Is it Louis Vuitton or Louis Vuitton? Because there's two different.
No, things. It's not Louboutini.
So it's Louis Vuitton.
LV. So yes.
He attended that. That means Hain was probably there. She's part of the LV family.
Actually, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
So anyway, Felix was there in Italy today, and it was for the Women's Cruise 2024 fashion show.
Oh, I'm sure she's probably there. So he was there.
Yeah, he was invited.
That's pretty cool.
He's getting invited to a lot of these events.
I don't understand it. Yeah, just get Stray Kids, like, for real.
Like, why aren't they ambassadors of these things already?
Like, Hyunjin has to be a Celine ambassador by now. Like, he's worked his way into it. I know. It's just so weird. It's something with JYP, though, because I think someone, I don't remember where.
Yeah, I think
like, people were saying the same thing with Twice.
Yeah.
Because that's obviously weird. They could afford to do that. Like,
honestly, yeah.
Twice is big enough to for sure do that. But yeah, we'll see.
Maybe it's a conspiracy. Maybe in the future. And then, so, Hyunjin, he's also been invited to his first, like, solo event. And of course, he's going to be nervous because, like, the other ones that he went to, he's always with Felix. So this is like
his security blanket.
Exactly. Because Felix speaks English, obviously, and then Hyunjin's by himself. So he was invited to the Dua Lipa and Donatella Versace event in Cannes, France.
That's right. He's done some Versace stuff.
Yeah.
He's actually, his image, how he looks,
yeah,
perfect.
I know.
For Versace.
Honestly, like, because I saw videos and then, like, he took a picture with Dua Lipa and Donatella. Like, she was, like, looking him up and down, like, oh, man, like, I could get him as a model. Honestly, do it, please. Like, she needs to.
She's like,
to.
Wait a second.
Yeah. She what was, am like, I doing? Looking at him.
For real? Will you show me this video later? Because I want to see that.
And so here's the thing. So there was only 60 people that were invited to this event. And Hyunjin was one of them. And only 6 people were interviewed. And Hyunjin was one of them. So, like, that's saying something.
That's probably why he's even more nervous.
I know.
He's like, shit, I don't want to waste their film.
So, like, it was really cute because, like, he was interviewed and then you could tell that he was very nervous. He even said in the interview, he's like, I'm so nervous right now.
That was literally the first thing he said.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous. That's like, this is opening line. What a great opener. Thanks for telling us.
So cute. But you could tell. And
it's,
then, like,
it's the taper down expectation.
Yeah. And then just because, like, I know his, like, mannerisms and stuff, like, I could tell that he was, like, very nervous. Like, he was fidgeting. He's doing, like, his little smile and, like, side eye, like, looking away, like, not making eye contact and stuff like that. But the interviewer was, like, super, super
he was really good.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. They had a good interview.
Yeah. He was like, because he could see that Hyunjin was like trying to, because he asked him a question about his outfit. And then Hyunjin was like struggling, or like thinking like what he could say. Because like he was trying to do it in English. And the interviewer was like, you can totally say this in Korean. It's okay. And then like Hyunjin was like, oh, he said, sorry, can I do one more time? And then like, so, and then he did it all in English. It's like he had to think, like he had to process it and think what he was going to say.
It's like that one meme.
Yeah.
It's like, didn't it? It was like.
And then he did it all in English. I'm so proud of him. He did such a good job. And then, of course, he looked really good too. I hope they pick him up as like Versace, like
they're probably gonna beg JYP, like, why the fuck aren't you letting us take any of these, like,
for reals?
Like, for like, I'm trying to think of Twice any of the members look like have that image. I don't know if they could fit the Versace, like, because, you know, it's like more like that kind of like fierce, like kind of more intimidating,
yeah,
type
because,
of
like
look, like step on me.
Because I was talking to one of my friends too, and then we were always talking how like it's always Hyunjin and Felix that are doing these events. Like, it's none of the other members. Why? Because like Hyunjin and Felix have that look.
They have that look.
They have that model look that a lot of these like companies and brands are looking for. They have like
they got the Zoolander look.
Androgynous, like they can look female and male, like hot and cute and pretty and beautiful
like
and handsome,
sexy, like yeah, handsome, all sexy, yeah, like all kinda, at the same time. Really crazy, like it's like fierce, but like. Still cute, elegant yeah, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's like that crazy contrast, but they have it.
Yeah, they so for sure have why it. They're the only
Hyunjin
members.
Hyunjin at least has the height.
I know.
That's the only other
matter.
Thing.
It's fine. Felix has got a pretty face. He can make up for it. And then
you know, he can also make up for it with his platforms that he always wears.
No, Felix. And then so also, Stray Kids is having their third fan meeting.
So how many times did you punch the air?
Oh, I knew this was happening already.
I know. So how many times did you punch the...
No, I didn't because I was just like, nah, it's always going to be in Korea.
I hate it here.
It's called Pilot, and they're dressed up in aviator-like outfits. So that's their theme for the fan meeting.
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
So here's the crazy thing, and you can see the growth of Stray Kids within a year. So their last fan meet was the Chocolate Factory's...
Oh, the Willy Wonka. Oh, Charlie or Willy Wonka's
Chocolate
Factory.
Felix and the Chocolate Factory. So it was like candy, like Valentine's theme. It was in February, obviously, in 2022. So that's why they went for that theme. It was held at the Jamsil Arena, which is the one that Shiny is going to be holding.
Yeah, the 3,000-ish.
Yeah, 2.5K. So this year, Stray Kids is having their fan meet at the KSPO Dome.
Are you... kidding me?
For a fucking fan meeting.
Are you kidding me?
No,
that's
sorry.
A fan meeting
yeah.
at the KSPO Dome.
Yeah.
That's where people still hold concerts,
exactly.
Like other groups and shit.
Yeah, so
that's wild.
That's 15K capacity and it's over 2 days.
Holy shit.
July 1 and 2 day
fan meet? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
And you know what? That shit's gonna sell out so fucking fast.
They're like legit gods in Korea right now, mm-hmm. along with Japan.
Yeah.
Holy shit, Japan is insane.
Right. So, like, it's going to be July 1st and 2nd. So, they're also having a live stream for July 2nd on Beyond Live.
It's always, like, the second day, it
yeah.
seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Warm them up.
Warm them up and probably, yeah. like, all the different things, like, oh, like, we
could
change
wrong.
Different.
Yeah.
yeah like.
So, yeah, that's happening. And then just like one small thing here, Ian and Seungmin did Jisoo's flower dance challenge.
Finally. I mean, we've been seeing so many awesome ones. Like
yeah.
Seraphim, Stacy, like actually every group you can think of or name
mm-hmm.
has done a flower dance challenge
I'm so
version.
Glad they did it.
But yes,
it's
this
so
is
dumb.
Nice to see Ian and Seungmin because how dumb was it?
It's very dumb. Like because you know how a lot of people are doing the flower challenge with their pets? And you know that, have you seen those?
Of course, yeah.
And then they like do the flower, like hands around their dog or cat's head. And so like Ian was doing it around Seungmin's head because he's a puppy. And he was panting
like
a puppy.
They do a lot. Like that's yeah. how it is. Like I think Le Sserafim, like they did Chaewon as like the face.
Yeah.
And so like, yeah, it's been going around.
Yeah, so
it's
I'm
pretty
just
awesome
like,
trend.
Finally.
Freaking Jisoo.
And also Lino and Seungmin have changed their hair color. And it was funny because they leaked it by accident. Whoever was in charge of their TikTok leaked it. Because
oh.
it wasn't supposed to be, like, put out yet.
What was on the TikTok?
So Lino did a challenge with Felix. And then Seungmin did that one with Ian. And then on their bubble, they're like, wait. That wasn't support. They're like, wait, that was released already? Cause like, and then Lino was like, I was hiding my head. Because he was on Music Bank. Like, he does the... The MC?
Yeah. He always wears his hat.
Yeah, and he wore a hat and he was covering. He's like, man, I was covering it so good and then it released on TikTok already. Like, it was supposed to be a surprise. So I don't
surprise.
Know who freaking leaked it for them.
I know, even
Seungmin,
fired.
Even Seungmin's one, because he dyed it like a light brown. Kind of almost looks blonde, but yeah. So that was by accident. Oops.
Well, I'm... Okay, so is that the last thing you want to talk about? I thought you wanted to talk about the Bang Chan and his teaser.
Oh, yes. Well... I thought
go
we
ahead.
Did already.
Well, you didn't. Well, we talked about that. We were going to talk about it.
Oh, I mentioned it already, but I didn't mention Bang Chan. But obviously, so he released. I think these are the concept pictures for the digipacks because it has like the same kind of pictures and then like the what do you call it? The digital art around it. So basically, Bang Chan, he's wearing a
his vest. Usual. His usual clothing that shows a lot.
shows his chest and his arms, but his hair is like straight down.
Yeah, that's...
That was the first thing that Joko, like, mentioned. He's like, oh, wow, Chani's hair is down.
Yeah, it's down. And then that, I was... That's cool. That's what stands out to me.
I was like, I wasn't looking at his hair, though.
It's because I see his chest and his waist all the damn time.
But yeah, they look sexy in their concept pictures, of course. So I'm excited. Go.
So I think with that said, before Haley starts simping any further, I think that's it. Yep. So yeah, don't forget to make sure you send us a DM, because on our Instagram, Haley will take a look and usually reply back, especially because it's our Twice Japan giveaway.
Yay.
This will probably be the last chance you get. And Haley, what do they have to do?
Message us on our Instagram at Permissionistan Podcast and tell us who your Twice bias is, your record, and...
Favorite song. And, you know, check us out at Permission to Stand Podcast as well. On TikTok, we have a lot of videos. We've been slowly uploading stuff here and there, finally catching up and even going back into the archives, because we have so much concert videos and things. So we will be doing that. And also, if you're tuning in, wherever you're tuning in, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, Stitcher, we are available on pretty much every platform. So it'd be nice if you give us a rating if you're still enjoying this, and if you're even still here by the end of this episode, and give us a follow, like, subscribe. We always definitely appreciate it. And until the next episode, everyone take care, stay safe, and as always,
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.